Rav Vov Elul, Thursday the 26th of September, Rabbi Mattis Yohu Lawrence, Sadik Gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim.
Put your orders in now.
Good morning. I'd like to make an exception or a break to the normal type of shiur which I give on Torah Way, which is normally a halacha-based shiur. The shiur today does have halacha ramifications, but it's not specifically a halacha shiur today. It's more about understanding a particular inyan, which I feel there's a lot of confusion about in the oidom out there. I can safely say that I was not clear on the subject myself at all until I looked into it and was mavare many of the makoiris on this particular subject. It's specifically relevant to this time of the year, coming up to the Yomim Noroim, because of one particular two points that we're going to mention, which actually make the whole topic very negeya. The title of the shiur is Tzadik Goizev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, which is a saying, literally translated, means that a tzaddik is able to make a gezeira. Tzaddik is goizer, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out and fulfills that gezeira, which, on a surface level, is a very strange sounding statement, because we're all brought up from day one to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who makes gezeiras, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what happens. What does this actually mean, Tzadik Goizev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim? A tzadik makes a gezeira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim, he fulfills that gezeira, he carries out that gezeira. So the first thing to point out is that this is not Imam HaChazal, right? It's a well-known saying, but these words do not appear in Chazal, to the best of my knowledge, anywhere. It doesn't say the words Tzadik Goizev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. There are, however, similar concepts and similar ideas found in many different makoros, which I will talk about today. Our starting point is a pasuk in Shmuel base, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. The pasuk says, I'm not going to explain the context of the pasuk, because the pshat in the pasuk that we're going to be taking is not actually the pshat in the pasuk. It's actually a drosh of Chazal. It's not really connected to the inyan there, and in fact Rashi there points out that this is not Pshutoi, Shel Mikra, but it's definitely a Chazal, and we'll see the source of the Chazal soon. So the pasuk says the following, Omar, Elukei, Yisrael, Li, Diber, Tzur Yisrael. Moishel, Ba'odom, Tzadik, Moishel, Yiras, Elukim. Now it's a very, very difficult pasuk to translate. I'm not going to attempt it, and also how to punctuate it. I'll read the pasuk one more time, and then tell you what Rashi says based on Chazal. Omar Elukei Yisrael, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael, Moishel Ba'odom Tzadik, Moishel Yiras Elohim. The words don't seem to fit together or flow very well. Rashi on the pasuk there says, after he's explained Pshutoi Shel Mikra, Rashi says, Rabbi Seinu, Chazal in Moed Kotum Daf Tezayim Pirshu Beloshein Acher Omar David. David HaMelech was saying, Elokei Yisrael Li Diber. Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to me. Eli Diber Tzu Yisrael. The Rock of Yisrael spoke to me. Moishel Ba'odom Ani. Hashem says, I am the Moishel over people. Kodesh Baruch Hu controls the world and he is Moishel over people. Umi Moishel Bi, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Moishel on me? Tzadik. A tzadik can be Moishel on me. Sha'ani goizer gezeira v'hu mevatlo. Because I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am goizer a gezeira, I can make a decree, v'hu mevatlo. And this tzadik is mevatlo the gezeira. And that's what it means. Moishel, tzadik is Moishel. He rules, so to speak, over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rashi says that it's not Pshutai Shel Mikra, it doesn't really fit with the Psukim, but that's definitely a Chazal. Now, at the outset, we have to be very, very careful. This is a very sensitive subject. We have to be very careful. Because Obviously, the tzaddik doesn't have independent power over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If anybody was to say that, that is avoy dezora. That's what we call avoy dezora. And we'll see that later on. And even sources that people try to use, I will show you, are misunderstood. Obviously, this is not an independent power. This is a power, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has given over to the tzaddik. That sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a gezeira, and the tzaddik will be given the power to be mevatel that gezeira. Why is this connected to our time of year? Tshuva, right? Tfilo, Stoko, Mavirimis, Roya, HaGezeira. We know this idea that there's a gezeira HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make, Chas V'Shalom, but yet we have within our capabilities the ability to be mevatel that gezeira. That's what Rashi brings there from Chazal. We'll look again at that Gemara, Moed Koton Daf Tev Zayin, on base in a few minutes. I'd like to share first with you a Medrash, which is a Medrash in Devarim Rabbah. Yud Gimel, right? Parsha Yud, Ois Gimel. Also brings the same Pasuk, but learns a slightly different idea from this Pasuk. Brings the Pasuk we read just now, Tzadik Moshel Yiras Elukim. And the Medrash says, "Hatzadikim moishlim kebiyochol." The tzadikim themselves are kebiyochol and moishlim. Shalkodesh Baruch Hu moishal, in the same way that Kodesh Baruch Hu is moishal. Ketzad, kol ma shalkodesh Baruch Hu oiseh, hatzadikim oisem. Everything we find Hakodesh Baruch Hu doing, we also find tzadikim doing the same thing as well. Ketzad, Hakodesh Baruch Hu poiked akorois. Kodesh Baruch Hu is poiked akorois. Ladies who are barren, not able to have children, Kodesh Baruch Hu was poiked them, Hashem pokas esorah, and enabled them to have children. And we find in Tanakh, in Melachim Beis, the Elisha pokad es shunamis, and brings the pasuk for that. Hakodesh Baruch Hu mechaye meisim, the Elisha hechio espanosh al shunamis. Hakodesh Baruch Hu koire yamim. Etc. HaKadosh Baruch Hu merapei b'loi retia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtik es hamorim. And tzaddikim do that as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oitzer geshomim. He stops the rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moired es hageshomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rain. And various other examples. So this medrash, you go through it. I haven't got time to go through every single pasuk over there. Clearly illustrates the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things. And tzaddikim have also been given the power in certain circumstances, to do the same thing. Again, not an independent power of their own, Chas V'Shalom, a power given to them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways in miraculous things that he does, Chutz Me'ateva. Things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of the Teva, his Koyrei Yamim, Mechaye Mesim, Mamtik Es Hamorim, Moirid Geshomim, Oitzel Geshomim, all these things which human beings normally can't do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that power to tzaddikim, and they are able to do that as well. Now, I'm sure some people are wondering exactly, so who is a tzaddik? Okay, so that I'm not going to define, that's very difficult. Who is a tzaddik? Who do we know? How do we know who is a tzaddik? That's not the topic of the shiur. Okay, so we're not going to get to that point. So that's the Medrash in Devarim Rabbah. There is a Zoya, in Chelek Aleph, in Hakdoma. And the Zohar also says a very similar thing as well. The Zohar says, "Man mechaye meisim ela hakodesh ela kudesh berichu b'dechodoyhi." Who is the only one who is able to be mechaye meisim? Is Hakodesh Baruch Hu by himself? Yet, also Eliyahu ve'Elisha va'achayu Messiah. They also came on mechaye meisim. Man moirid geshomim. Who is moirid geshomim ela kudesh berichu b'dechodoyhi? Only Hakodesh Baruch Hu by himself. Also, Eliyahu, mena loin nochis loin betiloisei. With his tefillah, he was able to be moed geshomim. Man, manhig shimsha, who is in control of the shemesh? Ela kudshe berichu. Also, Yeshua, but Yeshua came and he stopped the sun. So it brings various three different examples over there, and the loshon of the Zohar is the following: kudshe berichu goyzer gezar din. Kadosh Baruch Hu is goyzer gezar din. Uf hachi Moshe gozer gezar din v'iskayamu. Moshe Rabbeinu can also be gozer gezar din, and it becomes niskayim, it becomes fulfilled. The su, the kudsha berichu gozer gizrin, the tzadikaya de yisol mevatlin loy. Kosh Baruch Hu is gozer gezerois, and tzadikim are able to be mevatlit. So this Zoya is the first source that we've seen today where besides what the Gemara said, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Goyiz a Gezeira, and Tzadikim can be mevatel it, this Zoya actually says the other way around as well. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyiz a Gezeira, so too a Tzadik can be Goyiz a Gezeira, and it becomes a Tzkayim. So that's what we call Tzadik Goyiz a HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And that's where this concept seems to originate from. There may be earlier sources, but the Zoya over here seems to be the one that mentions this idea. Now, let's go and look at that Gemara that we quoted before, the Gemara which Rashi on the Pasuk actually said. So what was the wording of the Gemara? Based on the Pasuk, Mi Moishel Bi Tzadik She'ani Goyze Gezeira Umuvatlo. Says a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I am Goyze Gezeira, and the Tzadik is able to be Muvatlit. How is the Tzadik able to be Muvatl the Gezeira? Is this some kind of magical power? The Tzadik is sitting there, and the Koichas of the Tzadik somehow emanate and be Muvatl the Gezeira. So we can turn to the Rishonim. And there's only, to the best of my knowledge, one Rishon who comments on this Gemara and explains in one word what's happening. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, which is on the daf there of the Gemara in Moed Kotom, says Rabbeinu Chananel, Ki Mevatel B'techinosoi Gezerois Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu HaRo'ois Milovoi Al Amo Yisrael. The key word being B'techinosoi, with his techinois. What are techinois? Supplications, right? Specific form of tefillah called techino, like tachanun. It's a kind of supplication, a begging of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the koyach of the tzaddik to be mevatel the gezeira ro which HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom may have had to make. Don't know, not for now. So the Losh Rabbeinu Chananel is clear that this is a koyach given to tzaddikim in their tefillahs. So the tzaddik would have to daven to be mevatel the gezeira. That's what it says in Rabbeinu Chananel. And we'll see that this concept is illustrated again and again throughout the Mefarshim. I'd like to quote you now also from a Kabbalah Sefer. I don't know Kabbalah, but the Sefer I saw quoted. It's a Kabbalah Sefer called the Shari Oira by Rav Yosef Gigitalia. I think that's how you pronounce it. It was one of the Kubbalim a few hundred years ago. And he writes actually very clearly the following idea. It's a very long piece. I'm not going to read everything. But he says, quoting again this pasuk from Shmuel Beis that we have dealt with, that we learn, Tzadik Moishel Yiras Lekim, that Ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows Tzadik to be Moishel upon him. Says the Shari Oira, Da, B'shor Sheyet Tzadik V'Oilom, Shehu Royu L'Hispoinem B'Tfilosoi, U'L'Hispoinem Ad Oilom Harotsoi V'Rachamim. When you have a Tzadik in the world who is suitable, who is fitting, Lehispoinen betfilosoi, to contemplate with his tefillah, ulehispoinen ad oilem harotzei v'rachamim, can reach very high levels, worlds of rotzei v'rachamim. Ah, fal pishen nigzera gezeira bebezdin shalmala, even though there may be a gezeira which has been decreed in the bezdin shalmala, kesha oisa tefillah shal oisei tzadik oila ad hakese, when this tefillah of the tzaddik goes up to the keser, to the crown, it's a Rashi Tevis for something. So what that causes is the olamas of rachamim, the olam of rachamim becomes open. Ukashi's pasmu, I think is the word. Kol oisam hadinim shenigzaru mispatlim lefi shema oirois harachamim hoifiu. So the tzaddik, with his powerful tefillah, floods the olamos elyonim, the spiritual high world, with rachamim, and these worlds become full of rachamim. V'nismalo kol asfirois rachamim u'minei shefa brocho va'atzilus. Again, Kabbalistic deep concepts. V'eibu kol asfirois ba'ois asher mokoim shi'ya machzik din. It's ki'ilu, he pushes out the din. There may be din there, but now these worlds become full of rachamim, and he pushes out the din. Ve'ein b'chol asfirois ba'oisoi shom mokoim shi'yiyya machzik din ve'ein shom mido machzekes kas v'roiges. It pushes out the din, the kas, the roiges. Again, these concepts are the sabiris, the oizem, koshbochus, roiges, koshbochus, kas. These are just terms that we use in order for us to relate to it, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has feelings, anything like that. And he continues, And this is very relevant to us now during the Yemei HaSlichus. He says, V'chol ha-midah ha-zois shreifas ha-rachamim ha-gedoylim. This midah, this ability that the Tzaddik has, brings down shef of rachamim ha-gedoylim ha-mashpiyim derech yud gimel tzinoires al-yoynim v'yud gimel midois asher ba-oylem ha-mishpat. V'kol zeh einele mitzad gezadin ele mitzad rotzoin v'rachamim. So there are 13 channels, and we have 13 midas, and we're able to flood these channels with rachamim. Even though the world is not really roi lekach, in terms of the gezar din, there is a mokum for the gezar din, but we are able to flood these worlds with rachamim. Mama, ma'acha she'oiset tzaddik goram li'yos shari rachamim pesuchim. By this tzaddik being able to cause the shari rachamim to be open, hakein misnayeg b'midas rachamim shaloi mitzad hadin. Kodesh Baruch Hu then puts on his midas rachamim approach shaloi mitzad hadin. And he goes on to say, I'm skipping a few words. Ze ha'inyan yiyah mitzad hatfila. How does this all come about? It comes about mitzad hatfila. The gam mitzad asiyas ketzas mitzvahs shehin goymois liyo shari oidim arachamim tochim. Also certain mitzvahs as well. And he specifies, interesting, certain mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs would we expect? He says, kegoyin asiyas kapayim, duchening, v'soid ha-ketoyres, be a makriv ketoyres, or at least saying the ketoyres, and certain other mitzvahs as well. V'Hashem Yisborach, v'shor shenisratze l'moyshe l'chaper al avoyseinu, avoyneisei v'shor Yisrael. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to be allowed kapara for the eagle, Mosa loy matona liftoyach oylem harachamim. At that time he gave him over a matona, to be able to open up the oylem harachamim, be'ez hakas, at the time when there's anger, and to be able to switch over to convert the whole midas hadin the rachamim. He gave him the yud gimel midas rachamim, which we say in slichas over and over again, and on Yom Kippur we say it over and over again, and in slichas over and over. Ne'ila. What is this? This is the key to flooding the worlds up there with rachamim. And this is what Chazal tell us. Bris Kurusa le yud gimel midoy she'enam choizois reka. A covenant was made, a covenant was signed and sealed with the yud gimel midas she'enam choizois reka. You will not come back empty handed. If you use that key to appealing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you won't come back empty handed. Ubizman shemaskirin oisom lefono choizois midas hadin nerachamim v'soylech avolisayim. At that time, the midas hadin can be converted to midas harachamim, and Kodesh Baruch Hu forgives our sins. So this is very clear, source, how it's working, to the best of our understanding. We don't understand the Olam HaSalyonim, shouldn't pretend that we do, but this is a clear insight, perhaps, into what is actually happening over there, through tefillah, through tachanunim, through certain mitzvahs, tzaddikim, and perhaps others as well, are able to flood the Olam HaSarachamim, the Olam HaSalyoimim with the Rachamim, and therefore to be Mahapich Din the Rachamim. That's what the Shari Oira says. Moving on a little bit further, I'd like to show you where this concept is illustrated in various different places in the Torah, places that we're familiar with. So we know that Mitzrayim were worried that Klal Yisrael was getting bigger and bigger, and they were going to overpower Mitzrayim. And the Losh in the Pasuk in Shmois Aleph, Pasuk Tes, is V'otsum Mimenu. They were worried they're going to become more powerful than us. But there is a Chazal that say that they were saying that they're going to be more powerful, so to speak, than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimenu is more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kli Yoka there brings the same Chazal that we've been talking about, that Tzaddik is able to be Mevatl, the Gezeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Kli Yoka, Ubavadai ikke koicham v'oitza yodom bavo shem dveikim b'mitzvoisov v'sayroisov yinsoivim. Because Klal Yisrael are dovok tashem through his mitzvahs and his toiras, that enables us to kind of overpower, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, not an independent power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mevata, so to speak, on his his total shlita to allow us that opportunity through mitzvahs and to, specifically through tefillah, to be mevatel his gezeiros. The Kli Yaakov brings the same idea there that we've been talking about. But now I'd like to quote you a source, an interesting source. I don't usually quote from it, not really my sort of field, but it's from Reb Nachman Mibreslev in the Kutei Moran. And Reb Nachman says the following thing, and it's very interesting that it's coming from Reb Nachman, right? I'm not going to say any further. So the following lines, Reb Nachman writes, he didn't write the Sefer, it was written by his Talmud, but it represents what he said. He's talking over there about mistakes that people make because we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga that clearly. We see things which are sosum, things are very unclear. Hest upon him. And he says the following thing. There are many people who make the following mistakes. And he says, we find, some people think everything works with nature. Mother nature, everything is nature. Right? Some people think you have to worship the Emtsoim. Kodesh Baruch Hu runs his world through the sun and the moon and the mazolos and the planets and everything. And some people made a mistake. The Rambam writes about this in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that some people think, well, so therefore you have to be oived the Emtsoi, the medium, the thing that goes between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. As they made a mistake by the egel, he says, egel they wanted to make the egel as an intermediary between themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's different halachim in the Rishonim, but he's taking the mahalach that Klal Yisrael wanted to make an intermediary between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a big mistake that many people make. Some people, he says, they make certain sibois to be an intermediary between them and Hashem. Haynu shema'aminim Hashem Yisparach. Avada, they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avada, no question about that. Avol ma'aminim gam kein be'emtsoi. They believe in the emtsoi as well. They believe that the intermediary is also some kind of god or demigod. Ve'omer shetzorech nesibois. And they say you need to have the sibois. And he goes through various examples. People believe that their hishtadlus in panosa, their hishtadlus in refuah, their hishtadlus in various different things, they worship that. They worship the career and they worship the medical and they have to realize that's purely an emtsoi and a necessary emtsoi, but it's not something in its own right that a person has to worship chas v'shalom. The Ein Hadova Kein, says Rav Nachman, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu sibos kol ha-sibos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of everything. V'ilas kol ha-ilos. Again, the one who causes everything. V'ein tzorich l'shum siba. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want it like that, then we have to do refuah and we have to do hishtadlus for panosa, then it didn't have to be like that at all. Kodesh Baruch Hu would have made it completely direct. V'iskeinu be'elu hasibois. And our esek in all these different intermediaries, so to speak, don't like to use that word, tzorich lahamin b'Hashem Yisbarach levad. We have to believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu by himself. He is the only power. V'loi la'asois me'asibois ikka. And not to make these Sibois, the ikka at all. Ukasha tzadik mevatel bit filosoi eze chiyuv shamareches hamazolois. And when a tzadik comes along and through his tefillah, he's mevatel the mareches hamazolois, the constellations, the Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the world and the universe that his shefa comes through, various different the mazolois and everything. When a tzadik comes along and overrides that by using his koiches in tefillah, so then we can see a little bit clearly things that were not so apparent before. Right? So rather than saying, the tzaddik has koiches, that's not the point. The point is that the tzaddik has been given the koyach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is then shemeya his tefillas, so meshadid hamarochus and meshane hateva. And through the tzaddik's tefillas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then overrides the teva. That's a point Rav Nachman wants to bring out over here, which is a big toros that people make. And unfortunately, you hear it. People don't understand the koiches of tzaddikim, going to tzaddikim for brachas and how it works. This is how it works. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being poiled. That's from Menachem and Breslov. Let's move to another two or three Makairis, also from Chassidish Svarim, which are the Svarim which Kamuvan talk about these concepts, because Chassidus, especially in the early days of Chassidus, placed a lot of emphasis on the Koyach of the Tzaddik. That was the selling point, so to speak, of Chassidus in its early days, especially. It was relatively small, and Chassidim gathered around Rebbes, it was relatively small, and each appreciated the Koyach of the Tzaddik. So the early Chassidish Svarim talk about this concept more than I've seen anywhere else. So this is from the Kedushas Levi, from Levi Yitzchak Mibaditchev, in Parshas Noach. And he asks two kashas, famous kashas, that Rashi brings that Noach was miktanei amono. Noach was of low, amono doesn't mean amun, it was more like bitochen, right? Noach didn't have so much bitochen. How can that be? The Pasuk says that he was a tzaddik, tomim hoya b'dayroiso. So what do you mean, he was a miktanei amono? What does that mean? And secondly, famous kasha, when he heard about the gezerah, because Baruch Hu is going to destroy the entire world, what should Noach have done? Davened, like we see Avraham Avinu, davened for Sodom. We don't find Noach seemingly davening for the salvation of the world. So he explains that there's two types of tzaddikim. There's one type of tzaddik, which is Oyved Hashem, and he only wants to be Oyved Hashem, his mamin, because Baruch Hu has got koiches and yoyim to run the world. Such a tzaddik knows his koiches, that he's got a koiach atfila, and he can be mevatel the gezera. There was the one type of tzaddik who realizes his own madrega, not in terms of arrogance or anything like that, but he realizes his level, he realizes his madrega, that he's able, he's been given that koyach by Hashem, to be mevatel gezeras. But then there's another type of tzaddik, who is a tzaddik, he says, v'hu shofel be'enei atzmai ma'oid ma'oid. He doesn't really think much of himself. He's very, very humble. And he thinks in his mind, who am I to be able to daven to be mevatel gezeras? He doesn't think much of himself. He doesn't have that, perhaps we call it nowadays, self-esteem, to be mevatel the gezeira of a Kodesh Baruch Hu through his tefillah. And he goes on to explain that Noach considered himself as one of these type of tzaddikim, that he didn't have that belief in himself, that he was the type of tzaddik who was able to be mevatel the gezeira. And he thought to himself that I'm like pretty much everybody else. And he thought to himself, so if I get saved in the teva, I'm not more roy to be saved in this teva than anybody else. And if I'm going to be saved, then everybody else will be saved as well. So what's the point in davening? Because Baruch Hu will save me, he'll save everybody else as well. So I don't need to daven. That's what he felt. So again, this concept is being used over here by the Kedushas Levi to explain a certain type of tzaddik, a tzaddik who has the ability to be Moshe of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it seems to be that Noach really was that type. He could have davened. He should have davened. There was a tefillah on him that he didn't. But he didn't. The Kedushas Levi also used this concept as well. The Parshas Vayishlach. He's talking there. We haven't got so much time. He's talking there with after Yaakov had met up with Esav, and it says that he... Yaakov Avinu set up a matseva, Vayikra loy Kael Elokei Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu called him Kael Elokei Yisrael. That's how Chazal learned. And again, he says this is where the koyach was given. Nimtza kabiyochoy shehatzadik moishel al gezeiroisom shel Kodesh Baruch Hu levatel hagezeiro rom Yisrael. And this is the rotzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mevatel on his own, so to speak, infinite power to give that ability to a tzaddik to be able to be moishel over a particular gezeira. He also uses this idea as well. I'll conclude with one other place where this idea is brought. And this is the Or HaChaim in Shemois, the well-known Chazal that says that after Kriyas Yamsuf, so the Pasuk says that the sea went back le Esonoi. It went back to Esonoi, normally means it's to its strength. After having split, it then went back to its original strength. And Chazal say le Esonoi actually means le Tanoi. The Baal HaTorah explains that it's the Osius, the same Osius. Le Esonoi is the same Osius as le Tanoi, to the Tanai. What Tanai? There was a Tanai put when Maaseh Bereishis happened and the sea was created, the Kodesh Baruch Hu inbuilt in the sea that it would split for Klal Yisrael at the time when they needed to cross over Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Or HaChaim HaKodesh explains the following idea. And this is the crucial point and the underlying idea of the whole Shia. Tanai zehu bichlal hatnoyim shehisne Hashem al kol maase bereishis diyos kufufim l'toira va'amoleha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu inbuilt in creation. That creation, the maase bereishis itself is kufuf. That means it is subservient to toira va'amoleha. To those who learn toira. Those who are tzaddikim. V'laso is kol asher yigzeru aleihem. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a koyach to the tzaddikim, to the people who are omel in Torah, to actually be shoylet on the Briah itself. And we find, and it goes on to quote many different examples of this through Tanakh. The concept which I want to bring out, and we'll conclude with this, is the idea that there is a Boirei Olam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who created, and he is the one with the full power. Anything that we see that we or tzaddikim are able to do is a koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to the tzaddikim, that through their tefillah they are able to be mevatel the gezeiros, any gezeiros rois chas v'shalom. We should all be zoiche that all our tefillahs, we should all be tzaddikim, and all our tefillahs, we should be zoiche through them to be mevatel, if there are chas v'shalom any gezeiros rois, that our tefillahs should be niskabel and we should be mevatel them. We should have a ksiva chasima tov.